7th Avenue Pizza, the official pizza of the Soda Pod.
The Soda Pod, the official beer and hockey podcast of 7th Avenue Pizza.
From the Wildwoods of Vancouver Island, welcome to the Soda Pod. Ishidroma here, riding solo this episode because it's going to be a quick one. Thank you to everybody joining wherever and whenever you are listening. Just me here today on this Thursday, and if you're even listening to this, you know it dropped way later than expected. To be perfectly honest, it was a busy week for both Hoppy and I on the content side, but also just at our day jobs, quite frankly. Thursday, for the most part, I mean, sometimes we shoot the breeze if we can both, you know, if there's a lot of news, which, I mean, there was a lot of news today in the Jack Eichel trade, but it wasn't directly related to the Minnesota Wild, and we had some other things cooking. In particular, our YouTube channel. We have also a new segment, which I'll talk about shortly. And if you haven't subscribed yet to our YouTube channel, please go and do so. It's going to catch its rhythm more and more throughout this season. We're both new to YouTube. We're both new to the YouTube world, but we want to keep the podcast still stellar for all of you folks. So we're juggling a lot of things right now. They're not growing pains by any means. It's just, there's just a lot to learn. So we're having a lot of fun doing that. And we are posting a ton of YouTube content already. I think we have close to like 10, 12, maybe even like up to 15 videos already posted on the channel. So go subscribe the Soda Pod on YouTube. Every Wednesday we'll have, I think we're going to do it every Wednesday. If not, you'll be notified if we change the dates. But for now, every Wednesday we'll have an interview on the Soda Pod drop every Wednesday. We're going to have, publish? Is that the right word? Because they were only ever published in audio form, but we saved all the videos for every single brewery that has joined us here on the Soda Pod. So we'll be dropping all those videos periodically, as well as a ton of our old but favorite interviews. Yeah, with Michael Russo. Jesse Pierce joins us all the time, but maybe we'll just make like a best of with Jesse Pierce. But you know the drill. Wes Walls, Ryan. I don't think I got Ryan Carter on video. But all those, and moving forward, you'll be able to find them both on the podcast on certain episodes, but also on YouTube. I'm about to post at the time of this recording. It's not out yet. So for those of you who know me, don't hold me to this, but I'm almost done my first little vlog, where I went and visited Longwood Brewing, as well as I got a couple others on tap too that I'm almost done editing. I also have the unboxing of the pod pack, in which I talked about in the summer, the Vancouver Island Brewing pod pack. That one's pretty much ready to go, so I promise that one will be posted. If you're listening to this, go on our YouTube channel. It'll be posted tonight. I don't even think I'm going to premiere. Just go check it out. Subscribe. It'll be up there tonight. If it's not there, it means it's processing. Which, see, I'm learning. Some videos, they take a long time to process. Anyways, gone on about the YouTube channel quite a bit. But that's a good segue, because on our YouTube channel, you'll find a playlist called However You Slice It. Now, in partnership, as we love our partners here at 7th Avenue Pizza, in partnership with Matt, we have a great new segment every week, However You Slice It. Basically, it's a weekly poll question. We have a little bit of recorded content for you on our YouTube channel, where all of us basically discuss a topic, either sports, pop culture, food and beverage, and we all take a side. We all pick something that coincides with that topic to defend. So this last week, for example, Little Debbie. What's the best Little Debbie snack? We all chose one. I, being the Canadian, had to do some homework on them. And it's however you slice it. We throw it up into a pie chart after, based on all the votes, in which we have, which we will post, not on Twitter, not necessarily on Facebook, through their polls, with something special that we have for you as well. Link in the description below. So again, every week, stay tuned for that. However you slice it. And I did not slice it up. I'm sorry, Hoppy and Matt here. I didn't present it as well as you guys could. They're the brains behind this operation. Hoppy's the brains behind the entire operation now. You sweating yet, Hoppy? But yeah, big thanks to them. It was a lot of fun. We did the first one. It was great. We have a ton more in the works for you. So please vote. That's all we ask. Vote. We want to hear your feedback as well. And of course, watch the video. They're going to be like shorter videos, like 5 to 8 minutes long. So you can take that much time out of your day. I know it. Short episode, and I'm gone on what now? I'm pulling a Spoke Z, 5 to 6 minutes already, going off, plugging away some of the things we have going on in the Soda Pod. But yeah, it's exciting times. It's exciting times. And I know for a lot of you listening now, you're like, you're 5 minutes in, you're going to talk any hockey? Yes, we'll talk a little hockey. We're going to throw it to Spoke Z right now on the Judd's Buds. Here's a little clip of the episode on Tuesday. If you like what you hear, go back and listen to the Tuesday episode, episode 5, if I'm not mistaken. Every week on the Soda Pod feed, every Tuesday, a new episode of Judd's Buds. Basically, it's Spoke Z running down not only all the prospects within the Wild organization, but just notable prospects overall, notable NHL news. Yes, he's probably going to go off about Jack Eichel, but very much a focus on Junior A, CHL, and college hockey players in the Minnesota Wild system, as well as Iowa. Does a deep dive into the Iowa Wild every week, which is awesome. So here's a little clip. And for those of you who have been listening to it, I don't know if you're either going to roll your eyes or smile, but here's a clip of our friend Spoke to Z addressing the Brandon Duhaim fight. And he says it was a fight on episode 5 of Judd's Buds.
And then the Colorado game, Brandon Duhaim. Oh, Brandon. Oh, Brandon, you silly bastard. I don't know if I've said it, if I did say it on this podcast, but I've been on the Soda Pod before. And the first time I talked about Duhaim this summer, when I was like, you know, shaking the pom poms that he'd make the team because I'm a genius and I knew that. And I have Bill Guerin's phone number and I talk to him every day. I told you, he doesn't really go very many games where you don't notice him for one reason or the other. Either he's playing really well and doing the things that the fourth line's been doing consistently every single game, or he's running around throwing hits, fighting, and like just killing people. That's just what he does, right? So like for a young player like him, he looks great right now, being able to do that, not being relied upon heavily to score. And this time he took it a little bit too far. You know, I said it before, like, he's going to be doing his thing, running around, playing well, or he's going to like, oh, look, there he is in his defensive zone. Oh, look at that. What a nice defensive play. Oh, look at that. He generated a scoring chance. Oh, look at that. He ran someone's head through the glass. And he pretty much did that. Of course, against Bowen Byram. That's a young hockey player throwing a hit because he needs to throw hits, and not really having that veteran or experienced NHL player wherewithal to be like, hey, you can't throw that hit there because it's a penalty 10 times out of 10 and it's 9 times out of 10 a pretty bad one. Listen, he'll learn from it. He'll do it again. He absolutely will do it again because he plays so hard. But to me, like, the whole thing with, you know, it sucks. You put the team in a bad spot there at that point in the game, trying to come back, and now they have to kill a 5-minute major. Obviously, Colorado scores pretty early, and then they actually shut it down pretty well. But to me, like, yeah, don't take the 5-minute major. Don't, like, try to murder Bowen Byram. But in the grand scheme of things, maybe it's not the right thing to say because, again, they had a five. You put Colorado on a 5-minute power play. That's brutal. But, like, I'd rather have a kid take a penalty because of the way he is in terms of how hard he plays, and he's going to finish every hit. He's not letting up. He's not going to be timid. He's not going to back down from anybody, and he's not going to not throw that hit. I'd rather that than like a kid take a stupid tripping penalty because he's reaching. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Probably not. But in hindsight, or well, not in hindsight, maybe in hindsight, I don't know. That might, that, I don't know. I'm tired. That might not make sense. Leave this in. Don't edit it out, Hoppy. Leave, it's fine. Or Isha, whoever the fuck's editing this. You know what? Like, I'm not all that mad. And like, it ended up being bullshit because clearly McKinnon comes over and that's literally a fight. They are fighting. They both drop the gloves and try to punch each other. So Nathan McKinnon should be off for 5 minutes. How they, first of all, took away his first NHL fighting major and then said, you know what? It's like they, the refs came together, said, it's Nathan McKinnon. He's a really important player. We can't like send him. We need him on the ice. It was like they needed him on the ice. Why did that happen? Why was that a roughing minor? That made no sense to me. So now instead of incidental fighting majors, now you have Nathan McKinnon coming back on during a 5 minute power play. I'm like, what are you going to do? You know, like, what are you like? And the fact that they didn't give up a goal when he came back on the ice is insane, but that was ridiculous. That was terrible. Like, I just can't fathom looking at what happened out there and be like, yeah, no, that wasn't actually a fight, though. You know what I mean? Like, well, were Duhame's punches not good enough? Like, piss off. And McKinnon's the one that came over and like challenged him. Like, you saw, like, Duhame throws the hit. You could see him go, oh, literally, the camera's right at his face. Goes, oh, fuck me. And he gets up. He sees McKinnon, so he drops his gloves. And McKinnon's like, oh. I don't think McKinnon planned on fighting. He's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll fight. And they both took the gloves off. So that's a fight. That's a fight. So how that transpired, I don't understand.
Big shout out to our friends also and partners at Northland Vodka. Northland Vodka. Sorry, Hoppy. I pronounce it the Canadian way. The way that it's, I shouldn't say that it's supposed to be because I don't want to ruffle any feathers with our new partners and new friend, Mark Parrish, founder of Northland Vodka. Full interview up on YouTube right now. Our interview with Mark Parrish. He joined us on the Soda Pod last week. The podcast episode hasn't aired yet, but the full video recording is available on our YouTube channel again at the Soda Pod. And no, we're not going to have a clip of Mark Parrish. Just make you all go and check out the interview on the Soda Pod YouTube channel. It's Thursday when this drops. It's so late in the day. Most of you are probably listening to it on Friday, right before, right after MNCAA. But it's Thursday, which means if you haven't already, please, and if you're a fan of craft beer, go check out the Brewery Travels podcast by our boy Joel Geyer. The Brewery Travels podcast is, I mean, unlike Judd's Buds, it's on its own feed. So again, go subscribe to that. Give him a follow on Twitter. Check out his blog and his website. And of course, the podcast page on Facebook for clips and other fun stuff at the Brewery Travels podcast. Atlanta. The Brewery Travels podcast traveled to Atlanta this week. An unbelievable conversation. Here's a snippet from that.
I've been drinking beer for a long time. Probably before I should admit, but you know, that was the big beer, you know. But I really got into it, funny enough, when I was running. And it was like the thirst quencher after a race. Like they would always have beer. So I was actually part of a group here in Atlanta, and we would have meetups at some of the breweries, and it's actually how I started going to some of the breweries in Atlanta. So I was like, wow, this beer is really good. That's different than what I used to drink back in the days. So it just really grew from there. And I'm also a co-founder of Craft Women Connect, which is a group that basically supports and amplifies the voice of women, specifically women of color in craft beer. So we make it a point to be at as much beer events as we can here in Atlanta. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, and we will dive more into that here later on. But let's go ahead and jump in here and kind of get started with, you know, the pandemic has changed many things within the beer industry. And I know there's been several laws and regulations that went into effect in Georgia, such as home delivery services. And there's actually currently also another bill in the Georgia Senate that's in recess that would allow breweries to sell more alcohol and transfer beer between locations. So besides these kind of rapidly changing, you know, rules from the past year and a half due to the pandemic, how have laws affected breweries in Georgia during the craft beer boom? Michelle, why don't you start us off?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest challenges of the beer community and breweries growing here in Atlanta is because of the laws. It's very restrictive. For a while, breweries couldn't even sell their own beer. They had to sell tours, and then we get the beer on the tours. And it was like, you could only even serve only a, you know, little sample sizes. They weren't able to sell their own beer. It was very restrictive. And I feel like those laws have changed, and that really has helped the brewery grow. You know, more breweries are opening. Even several local breweries are able to open multiple locations, but they still face the challenge of, so we have one location, this is where we brew. Then we have another location, that's just our tap room. But we can't move beer between the locations. And that doesn't make sense, because it's like, I don't need to have five different places I can brew beer. If I can have one central location and move it around, that would make it so much easier. So you have big breweries like Creature Comforts who are looking outside of Georgia to expand because the laws are keeping them stifled. So it's such a challenge. But I think, funny thing enough, I think with the pandemic, that helped a lot of breweries because they were then able to like get their websites running and start selling beer through their own websites, through Osner. And, you know, we didn't have any choice. How else are we going to get the beer? So a lot of people were like rushing to like buy beer and pick up beer. And I think that really helped people to be like, you know, they didn't have the brewery atmosphere anymore. They just had the beer. So you really got to know the breweries and more of their beer.
NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state or province yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I didn't even say what name of the or what number this episode was yet. It's episode 223. I don't know. I think it was a Schuster's episode, David Schuster. If you haven't checked that out too, the full video of the conversation is on our YouTube channel at the Soda Pod, and it is episode 221 with David Schuster, which we did a deep dive into the Chicago Blackhawks sexual assault scandal. David Schuster's He covered the Hawks. He traveled with the Hawks, during the Stanley Cup trips, some of them anyways, not the whole thing. He was a longtime beat writer and radio broadcaster in Chicago. I mean, he was courtside covering the games when Scottie Pippen and Jordan were winning all those championships too. So very, very close to what goes down in Chicago sports. And even this one threw him, you know, off guard, as he says in that podcast. It was one of the, and he's like, I don't give credit to them for this, you know, but it was one of the biggest cover-ups in sports in his lifetime anyways. So anyways, where was I going with that? Yes, I throughout that entire episode, though, it was episode 221, I kept saying 222. So that trend
my math skills, despite helping start multiple networks in a company, still not at Hoppy's level. But that's okay. That's okay. Speaking of Hoppy's level, boy, did he bring the heat. Did he raise the bar, raise the level? Some could say, I will say. This week on MNCAA, here's a little clip of him talking Gophers as the Minnesota Gophers have an exciting weekend ahead. I mean, it's every weekend is just Christmas for Minnesota college hockey with the six D1 teams. Hoppy brought on a ton of our regular guests. It was entertaining as usual. And yeah, again, here's a little clip of the conversation around your Minnesota Golden Gophers. Again, if you're listening to this episode 223 of the Soda Pod, you're probably listening to it before or after MNCAA, which drops every Friday, episode 5 of MNCAA. Shoot, it's probably episode 6. I told you, math's not my thing. Math's not my thing. Latest episode of MNCAA coming Friday. Here is a preview of the show.
Minnesota teams are still doing pretty good, but you know what? After beating a Notre Dame team that was ranked number 14, I think they've got some good things going. It obviously wasn't a perfect series by any means, but hey, a sweep's a sweep, and against a team that should be a bona fide Big Ten opponent nowadays, now that the conference is a little bit more competitive than it used to be, Gophers are rolling, and it looks like they might not stop this coming weekend.
All right, and I kid everybody. All the Minnesota teams are great. I'm just trying. My goal this season. Not just Alex Micheletti now. I want Alex Micheletti and Drew Cove to become assholes over the course of this season. I have my work cut out for me. So tell us high level coming out of the weekend. We got the sweep. It wasn't as pretty as it could have been. What's the tale of the tape? Like, what are our impressions coming off of this series sweep?
I think I've seen it before too. The Gophers just have a lot of good scoring talent, and a lot of dynamic offense that can happen out of these guys. Obviously kind of getting set up and stuff like that is going to work in terms of power play setting or just kind of gaining the offensive zone. But seeing a lot of the goals from the weekend, man, they just like some cool rushes and some cool, just really creative plays. And I think Friday night's game, again, with Bryce Bradzinski kind of pulling up for a goal in the slot, kind of just going a little horizontal there and ripping it by. And it worked. And I don't know if too much of an indictment on the state of Notre Dame's goaltending kind of being in flux, obviously, this year. I think they're going with a tandem mode. Can't even recall the first guy right now, but they played Bischel on Saturday night too. And he'd been with the team for a few years, but kind of hadn't ascended to some kind of starter role. But yeah, they went a tandem this weekend, and maybe Bradzinski's shot is too good, or maybe it was just the goaltender's kind of failings there, or he was screened or something like that. But you know, it was a good shot. It was a cool play in transition and getting in, just gaining the offensive zone and saying, you know what, we're not gonna sit around here. I'm gonna take the shot. And that's what the Gophers have been looking for years out of Bryce, is just being able to take that shot and have that confidence. Also, while being defensively responsible a little bit more than he was in the last few years, but not turning the puck over so much. But you know, if he has good possession, he's gonna be able to make a lot of good chances, and he definitely showed that this weekend.
Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and of course now YouTube at the Soda Pod. We really appreciate it. That's it. That's the show. Again, not a lot of wild talk, but there was a little bit there. I could have gone the prospect route. I could have clipped a prospect heavy, and we're talking prospects, not even with, you know, not even on the roster, because Brandon Duham, he's a player now. So I could have cut prospect talk, but no, kept it Minnesota Wild for this episode 223. Big thanks to Dole again and his guest from Atlanta. That one was a fun one to produce personally, and just a really great conversation there. And of course, big thanks to Hoppy and all of our contributors. There's too many for me to list right now, and I don't know all your last names off the top of my head yet, other than Micheletti, because that's just how I address them anyways. So there you go. That's the show. Thanks to everybody who joined. Be sure to check out, like we've said many times throughout this program, MNCAA, Judd's Buds, and the Brewery Travels podcast. There's so much content coming out on this podcast feed and our YouTube channel. You don't want to miss it. Hoppy and I, we come at you every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but we're looking to add a new contributor
a new show to one of those dates as well. So stay tuned. Like I said, no growing pains here. We're just growing so fast. We're just growing so fast we don't have enough hands for it. Don't have enough feet. But it's been great, and love all the support we always get here on the Soda Pod. Thank you to those tuning in on Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Folks, the best thing you do for us this week, any week, is give us 5 stars on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Go listen to our website, thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. And on your app, please download the episode before you listen, as it just helps our business. I can't believe I was so fixated on promoting the Soda Pod YouTube channel and however you slice it. I didn't even mention our friends at DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Use promo code THPN upon sign up for a bonus. And if you're a regular user, plug that promo code in for a weekly deal. Support our friends at 7th Ave Pizza. Support our friends at Northland Vodka. You can follow us on Twitter at VI Sports Talk is where you can find me. You can follow the Soda Pod at the Soda Pod. You can follow Hoppy at State of Hoppy, and the Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet. Signing off, I'm Isha Jeromi. This has been the Soda Pod, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Tune in for MNCAA tomorrow, and Hoppy and I... Actually, Hoppy won't be there. I, along with a special guest, will see you on Monday. Don't fear, just drink some beer and stay wild.